Shimon's view of Eino Nazir Ad Sheyazir Mikulan is an expression that my grandmother's generation was very, very popular. Can't be half pregnant. So Rabbi Shimon has that view, right? About Nazir, you're not a half a Nazir. We talked about the severability principle. Could you sever, let's say, Tumas Meis, Nazir, or Shimshon? What about internal distinctions in terms of Mikol Asher Yasa, Migefen Hayayin? So it was the view of Rabbi Shimon that you got to go all the way in, right? So Ad Sheyazir Mikulan, and on the back end, we're going to see today, Ad Sheyashil Mikulam, until you undergo the process of She'elos Chacham Mikulam. So Rabbi Shimon, right, you know, he's approaching it from the perspective of a package deal, right? So you're not going to be able to sever off parts of Naziris. Now again, Rabbi Shimon will be the first person to tell you, right, Tim, he's going to say, look, a person doesn't want to have grapes, so say, I'm not eating grapes, that's a nedir, okay? You don't have to appeal to Naziris, so you could just say it that way, right? But if you're talking about Nazir, Nazir means something in particular. It means Tumas Meis. Nazir means Mikol Asher Yasa Migefen Hayayin, and it means Sear Harosh, right? That's what it means. That's the definition of Nazir. So that's what Rabbi Shimon is operating with. Okay. Now, if you take a look at the Mishnah, top line, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, let me just welcome Aaron, and good morning to Aaron. And Ken, good to see you. Ken, how are you?
Doing well, Rabbi. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. So we're about to start top line, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, we just reviewed Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so I have to say the Mishnah is a little bit of an unfortunate type of a scene. It does happen, and Chazal were left to evaluate what does a person mean under a situation which is certainly less than ideal, and you know, would that we didn't have to encounter this in real life, but it is part of our experience. So Maskulos Akosam Harini Nazir Mimanu Harizan Nazir Maisibisha Achas. Shahaisa Shikora, you have a woman who's inebriated, umazgula sakos, and they pour for another drink. V'amra hareini nizira mimenu, and she says, no, I'm a nizira, right? Because, you know, she's in a bad way. Amru chacham lo niskad nizo, lo mar harei olaik orba. She's now trying to, you know, take a neder that she's not going to drink from this wine that is prohibitor like a korban. So maisel is store. Amar Reisha Reis a Nazir, right? If a person, you know, is in a situation where they're pouring for him a cup of wine and he says, Hareini Nazir, it works. V'adar Tani Ma'isavisha Achas. Amma B'hayu Da'asar. Yena Acharina Shari. So you would assume that this particular cup of wine, morning Ali Shevra on the top of Yud Aleph and Min Aleph, is prohibited, but every other kind of wine is permissible. Gemara says, Chasri Mechzer V'achitani Mazgulo Zakosim Hareini Nazir Mimenu. Hareza Nazir. Okay, so in a normal situation, a person is not inebriated, and they pour for this person a cup of wine, and he says, I'm a Nazir, so he's a Nazir. He's not allowed to drink that cup of wine. However, if a person is drunk, Vim Shikarhu, V'am Hareini Nazir, Menu, Eino Nazir, my time, and this is the part that's a little sad, Kimanda Maharela Karbanu, V'chisema Le Mahachi, why does it say this? Savar, Maisin Li Acharino Mitzaran Li. Right, that these people are out to it's machta chayzek that they see that he's drunk and they want to get him even more drunk. So if it just says harei alai korban, so they'll bring him another one because harei alai korban only targets that particular kind of that particular cup of wine. But if he can actually say harei alai nazir, what he's doing is backing out of all of them. Okay, so. So he preferred to say something which is more inclusive, namely that I'm a Nazir, from all of them, even though of course his intention is just not to drink this one cup of wine. So the point is, when you appeal to language of Naziris in an already drunken state, we assume that what you mean is not that you want to be a Nazir, but that you don't want people to take advantage of you and keep on plying you with alcohol. Now again, this is a very tough scenario because, as we know, once a person is compromised in this way, and this is what part of the reason that we have to be very careful, adults and children alike, but especially in terms of protecting our children from these situations, and if I can add, excuse me of being a little bit old-fashioned, but especially our daughters from these kinds of situations, when you're in a situation where you're compromised, the halacha understands that a person is desperate and that other people, you are at the mercy of other people. So why, when this person says, Hare you know, Hareini Nazira, this woman says, she doesn't really mean to be a Nazir. What she wants to say is, please, no more wine. Don't do this to me because I'm losing control and I'm losing the ability to, continue to remain an ability where I can protect myself, etc. So what she really means to say is that she doesn't want, you know, any more wine right now, but not to take on Nazira. So Chazal understood that. Now, again, prevention here is much better than this kind of a cure. We have to people, you know, educate, continue to educate about, you know, these issues, because they just become, you know, no matter how much attention we try to bring to them, they become more and more relevant on a daily basis, you know, and we just need to be very, very, very careful, you know, about these kinds of issues. Purim is obviously right around the corner, and I'll be trying to address these issues, you know, as I do every year, but maybe with an additional force. But you really see how Chazal were responsive to a situation. And once she's already a shikora and she's trying desperately to extract herself with as much dignity as possible, how we're really willing to reinterpret her statement of Hareini Nazira along these lines. The Mishnah says, Hareini Nazira al Menashe, he shose yayin or tan lemesim. It makes no sense at all. A person says that I'm a Nazir, and, you know, Almanas, I'm conditioned, I'm going to violate the principles of Naziros. Harez a Nazir v'azir v'chulan. So he's a Nazir, and of course he can't go and be metami the mace and to drink wine. Yotei ani sheyesh Nazir. The person says, I'm familiar with the institution. Amalei yotei ashe Nazir asher b'yayin, harez a'asir v'Rabbi Shimon matir. We'll come back to Rabbi Shimon's sheet in a little bit. Yotei ani sheyesh Nazir asher b'yayin, amal savra ayish chami matirin li, again, a very sad situation where a person says, you know, yes, it's true, I said Hareini Nazir, but I thought, so we're going to get into a Nidrei Onsin, that Chachamim would have Rachmanis on me because they know I'm addicted. And they know that there's no way that I can really live lo aleinu without alcohol. So, you know, in this person's own mind, you know, it's a sad situation, but in this person's own mind, it was legitimate, right? Because he thought they knew that, there's no way that I could really live without alcohol. So I obviously didn't mean the zeros in that sense of the term. Okay, so how are we going to deal with that situation? And the guy's a grave digger, so of course he's going to come Tami the Mace. That's his job. So the majority view is it permissible to do so. Rabbi Shimon Oser, Rabbi Shimon says, we're not going to cut this guy any breaks. So the blithon nami Rabbi Shimon Bereisha. So why didn't Rabbi Shimon cholik on the Reisha? Rabbi Shimon Levi cholikai Rabbi Shimon af Bereisha. He did. Okay, it just wasn't recorded. Rabbi Nami Bereisha lo palik Rabbi Shimon my time. Rabbi Shimon dehevel they masna mashukasa b'tara chal masna mashukasa b'tara to know about him. Then he didn't need to argue with it because a person who says I'm a nazir and then I'm going to violate all the tanaim, all the conditions of nazirus, is obviously nothing doing. Rabbi Shimon Levi amelcha. Hi, almanas kechutz dami. Rabbi Shimon Levi will say that almanas sometimes means chutz, right? I'm a nazir with the exception of X. I'm a nazir with the exception of Y. So Tani Kavasi, the Rabbi Nama Hareini Nazir almanas sheyishos seyayim tana mesim hareiz a nazir va'azir bechulam mishumas la mashukasa b'torah chomas la mashukasa b'torah tanau batel. That a person who tries to take a tanai against the Torah, the tanai is batel. Let's remind each other. What's the only situation where the tanai is kayim? The one time where we say a person can be masal mashkasu b'Torah, which area? A person can say, okay, I'm going to, you know, make a condition against that which is written in the Torah. One area? T'nai shebemamon. Remember, in financial areas, a person can waive certain protections that the Torah gave him. T'nai shebemamon is kayim, but not t'nai shebe'isa. All right. So let's take it a little bit further. Yodea nisha nazir asur b'yayin. And the guy says, I knew that a nazir is asur b'yayin. And I was aware of that, but I thought that the rabbis would cut me some slack because of my addiction, or more innocuously, my occupation. So my reisha asur Rabbi Shimon matir. Same anami, reisha asur Rabbi Shimon matir. So possibly Rabbi Shimon would say the same thing. Rabbi Shimon would say the same thing. That there's a difference between the cases. Hasam, top line of Yod Aleph from the Beis. Reish on the Nazir Mechada, okay, with this situation where he was a Nazir Mechada, right? This is something that we reviewed at the beginning today, where he only went in one of the, let's say, Chartzanim, Zag, the pits, the you know, seeds, whatever. So the Rabbi Shimon, we know Rabbi Shimon is on the record in this case from earlier in the Masechta. This is already Daf Gimel. Ad Shiyazir Mikula. Right? So Rabbi Shimon says, you're not a Nazir until you've taken the vow of Mezirus against all of them. So therefore, it's mutter. So say for the Nadar Michulu, the Itchel Mechada, the Rabbanan Dam Yafilu Nazar, the Meachas, the Nazar, the Itchel Mechada, the Minayo Ishtari. So again, according to the rabbis, since we have the principles of severability, a person can become a Nazir, right, Lechatzayim, from, let's say, pits, or from skins, or from grapes, but not from wine, or whatever they, you know, or the like. So they allow you to ask out of an aspect of Nazirus. For Rishon, since it's a package deal, the package deal runs in both directions. Rishon Damrach Yosem Mikulan, Kivichel Nami, Mehahu Adamachel Mikulu. Right? So his view is that you have to ask in all of them. Rishon Hachik Tani, Rabbi Shimon Oser. That's why Rabbi Shimon says asking out of one of them is not good enough. Yibai Seima, another possibility, but in your own Nidreonsim Kamifuki, you put to the Shmuel Verabas, it's not. Arba Nadarim Hitiru Chachamim. There are four kinds of Darim that the rabbis were willing to wait. Nidre Zeruzin, when it's clear that the person doesn't mean to take the Nadir, but let's say it's in context of a business deal. And the person says, unless you pay me, you know, the full 3 billion, I take a Nadir X, Y, or Z. So he says, it's not really a Nadir. Nidre Havai, the Dharma don't make any sense. Nidre Shkagos, a person who made an honest mistake. And Nidre Onsin, there are different opinions about Nidre Onsin. Tosa says it's a normal case of onus where something was out of a person's control. I said, I'm definitely bring Elisheva Gemara tomorrow, and then an onus happens. There's, a polar vortex, whatever it is, and I can't get out of the house if that's considered an onus. So Rashi says maybe onsen here means something a little bit different, that I had a misconception of what the rabbinic rulings would be in a particular situation. That could be considered nidrei onsen as well. Does it require she'ela? Hitiru means that it's dead on arrival. Rabbanan Tzavri Kishmuel, Rabbi Shimon Tzavri Kiravasi. So maybe the rabbis hold like Shmuel, right? And Shmuel is the one that said that there's no she'ela which is required, and Rabbi Shimon holds like Ravasi, that yeah, the rabbis are going to be willing to let you out of it, but you're actually going to have to go through the process of the she'ela. Let me add that there are reasons to say that a person should have to go through the process of she'ela, even if you absolutely guarantee the outcome, because we believe that the process is itself valuable. Because what do we don't want to get into? We don't want to get into the moral hazard of a situation where people, you know, don't take Nadarim seriously, whether it's Naziris or anything else. So at least requiring them to go through the process of She'ela, you know, can be a very important exercise. Just excuse me for 30 seconds. I'm going to turn the heat on because it appears that like some people are freezing. I'm wearing my jacket myself. Okay, 1 second. My mother wasn't so big into turning the heat on in our house above, and she used to tell us to put on a swell sweater and it would build some character. So, there you go. Ken likes that. Ken has a similar regimen in his home. Okay. Right, and Tim, in Britain, the houses, they don't even have heating, right? There's no heating, no air conditioning. Building character.
No air conditioning. We have most houses have heat, not air conditioning.
But you mean like, you know, logs in a fireplace, right? Not like central heating, not like these, you know, spoiled Americans.
That was post-World War II. We've come a long way since then.
Depends your perspective, you know? You don't get that stiff upper lip just from, you know, central heating. You know, that's...
But we definitely run a house that's much cooler than you do here.
That's right. Get a sweater.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Mishnah says, Haredi Nazir, ve'alai ligaleach Nazir. Very unusual for me. This guy says, I'm a Nazir, and then I'm going to take responsibility for somebody else's korbanos. Legaleach Nazir means that on his day of Tiglachas, I'm going to bring his korbanos. Vishama Chavero, right, you know, his friend hears him and he says, V'amar, V'ani. He says, what a great idea. This sounds like a lot of fun. So how about me? V'alai ligaleach nazir. So the Mishnah says, look, im hayu pikchin ligalach nzatzeh. They should hang out for the next 30 days together, because that way they could just switch korbanos at the end and they're not going to be on the hook for both korbanos. V'imlav, magalchan, nazir, macherim, they're going to be mechuyav to bring a whole second set of korbanos. But he doesn't say that second part, v'alai legaleach nazir mahu. V'ani akula dibor mashma doma, apagid dibor mashma. He says, is it covering his whole statement or half of it? Sim tim tulam apagid dibor mashma, reisho asefa. So tashma. V'ani v'alai legaleach nazir. Ima yupikchim gachim zetzeh, midikamar v'ani v'alai. If you'd only said va'ani, it would have been insufficient. It would have only covered half the dibur. Okay? So Imri in apaga dibur mashma, but miwa resho asefa. So is he talking about the beginning? Yeah. So minami de ka'amar. So we say maybe it's from the last statement. Va'alai legaleach shma mina. Va'ani al tchilas dibur mashma. You can figure it out from the Mishnah. Because when he says va'ani, that's clearly Harini Nazir, because then he has to go and specify and be mefarid ve'alai legaleach. Okay, so ani al tchilas dibur mashma. Someday Rav Huna b'edir Rav Yishuv Rav Avi Ma'ay. How do you know? Dahach lo'olam em l'cha v'ani akule dibur. Maybe this is a situation where ani would mean everything. Not only am I nazir, but I accept a second round of korbanos naziris on me. V'mishum ve'alai ma'ikamer ve'alai b'hamilsa. Okay, ve'alai just means this matter. Okay, we're going to get to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis in a second, but there is a scenario where a person can say, I'm a Nazir for purposes of bringing half of the korbanos of Nazir. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, we don't like this proof. There, it's not like there are two different issues at stake. Right, number one, being a Nazir. Number two, accepting upon himself a certain additional level of korbanos. There, it just sounds like a person is accepting half of the korbanos of Nazir. So, l'may kamer aloi b'hamilsa. So, hachanami kamer aloi b'hamilsa. So, amdei rabba hachi hachni. Imar pishlam ereishin tzricha, seva lo tzricha, tani seva lo tzricha, mishum ereishin tzricha. So, Rabba says, structurally, doesn't really make sense. You have two mishnayos, and if you're telling me that in the first case it's necessary to say aloi, I get it. Right, and so in the second case, just for reasons of symmetry, very often since the Mishnayos were learned Baal Peh, they would want parallelism and symmetry, so we say V'alai, even though there it's not really necessary. But if you want to tell me it wasn't necessary in the Reisha, it doesn't make any sense to have this whole V'alai structure. It was never necessary altogether. It's sort of a weird, you know, situation where you'd have a completely redundant clause in the Mishnah. Okay, so again, Amalei Rav HaChash, Yom Rav Yishlam HaReisha, Tzricha, Seva LaTzricha, Tani Seva LaTzricha, Mishum Reisha, Tzricha. Ali Amad Reisha LaTzricha, Seva LaTzricha, Tani Reisha LaTzricha, Tani Seva LaTzricha. We never have that model. So Rabbi says it must really be necessary. You know, the case of our Mishnah, if you say V'ani, that's the Hareini Nazir part. V'alai means now I'm opting in to bring the additional round of korbanos. Okay, so I'm going to use Koryosev and Yochum. This is a long proof in the world of Kiddushin, but you're going to see how it's going to tie back in a second. Top line, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, just to remind those who are relatively new, Erev Shabbos, we always go the extra Amud. Say the Kadesh Yisha Stam, Asa B'chol Nashim Sheba Olam, Chazak Ashliya Chosa Shlichuso, V'kev Nilo Parish Lei Haliyada Hainiyu Kadesh Lei. So there's a rule, of course, in the Torah. I can't be married to two sisters. I can't be married to a woman and her daughter. I can't be married to a woman and her granddaughter, a woman and her grandmother, all these things, right? So if I know that I'm married to a woman in the world, I can't marry anybody else lest that woman be the sister of the woman that I'm married to, the mother of the woman that I'm, etc. And there's a chazaka of a shliach, osa shlichuso, that the shliach did what I told him to do. And it wasn't like I told him, go find Lucy, you know, from Gary, Indiana, you know, in which case I can limit it, you know, and say, you know, every time I meet a woman, you don't happen to have a mother by the name of Lucy from Gary, Indiana. Your sister isn't Lucy from Gary, Indiana, okay? You know, so then that would be okay. Right? It was just a stam, so you have to be, you know, worried about every possibility. So, Esir Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. So, now we get into one of the most complicated, but also, if you're into math, the most interesting subjects in all of Shas. So Maseches Kinim, it's a short Masechta, but it's complicated. So Maseches Kinim has to do with sets of birds. Okay, so there's a model in Halacha in the world of Kachim of Echa B'chatas V'Echa the Ola. It comes up right in the context of Mitzora, Yoleda, Zav Zava, Mechoser Kippurim. Right. So there's something called the Ken Stam and a Ken Mefuresha. So what's the difference? A Ken Stam is before I've actually specified which bird is the chatas, the ola. Now, Lishava, they look exactly the same, okay? So if you're looking at the birds, right, they're exactly the same. The only question is whether I've determined yet. So if I have a Ken Stum and one of the birds flies away, great, because I could just get another bird and say, okay, new bird, you're the chatas, old bird, you're the ola, or vice versa, it doesn't matter. But if we have a situation where it's a Ken Mefuresh, where I already specified, now we have a real disaster. Because let's say I'm left with the chatzola, I have no idea which one it is, I can't do anything with that. Then, all over the world, right, there's like a chatas or an ola that's flying around. And we have to be concerned, like every bird in the world, maybe some bird that I took is really my buddy Ruvain's chatas, and I didn't know about it. And there's a principle, v'ina demat miskaper b'shel chavero. I can't be miskaper with his bird, right? There's a bird on the loose. Okay, so here we go. Now, that's going to be the situation. And we're going to hold that up to the situation of Kedusha. So, Esther is talking to Rav Shaken Stuma. Sheparcha goes off, and the Avir Olam, O Sheparcha, Lebed Chatel, Samesa, So Shamesa, Chameyam. No big deal, just find another bird. Yikach Zugashen. If you look at Mefuresh as in a situation where I already called one of them Chatzim, and Ola, and Lo Takana, Vilu Sharkin, and Ba'alma, Miskin. But we say, the good news is, all the guy who lost his bird is in deep trouble. But all of the other birds in the world are going to be okay. V'amai! What about our case of Kiddushin? Lemakol chad v'chadel doma hainiyu. Just like in our case of Kiddushin, you have to be worried, is this Lucy from Gary, Indiana's mother, daughter, grandmother, granddaughter, sister? So why don't I have to worry that it's Ruven's chatas or, you know, Ola? So why do I have to worry about that? So I'm like, Kamina ana isha delonayda v'amalin ad isura denayed. There's a fundamental difference. Right, when it comes to a woman, we say the woman, she is not a mobile agent. And what do we mean by that? What we mean by that, Rashi says very nicely, is called kvod devas melech panima, but it really means that she returns to her home. The birds, we assume that since they're mobile, they're part of all the birds in the world, and we could say called the parish meruba parish, right? 99.99999999% of the birds in the world are not problematic. And therefore, we could say they're part of the rove. Since the woman is in a state of status, we have the principle of kol kavua kemech samech tadamia, right? Because she's not, you know, roaming around. She goes back to her house. Okay. V'chisim ha'chanam inayid. And if you'll say, what do you mean she's not mobile? She's mobile. She goes all over the place, right? She goes to her work. She goes to Cedar Market. She goes to the gym. What do you mean she's not moving around? So, eimer b'shuk ha'eshkach v'kadesh ha'asam ha'adim l'chusa gabe ken mihadra. So we say there's a difference, because the birds, you know, they're going all around the world. With a woman, even if she has a certain routine, you know, she comes back to her nest at night, okay? And therefore, that gives her the status of kol kavua. Very fascinating distinction between the female and the bird. Okay. So Amar Rava, Mother Rabbi Yochanan, Isha she'ein la lobas, v'lo bas bas, v'lo bas ben, v'lo aim, v'lo aimim, v'lo achos, avmi she'hais lo achos, v'nizgai shalachem ikan de isharia. Now, there are situations where you'll be allowed to marry if a woman doesn't have any of these relatives. Because you don't have to worry about a woman being the sister of Lucy from Gary, Indiana, or whatever it is. Right? The whole problem was that you didn't specify altogether. Now, you might say, but you should be concerned about a case, because when it comes to the woman's sister, right, it may have been a situation where the sister was married at the time, but now she's, now that woman is divorced, and you can't marry the sister of your wife, even if you can't be married to two sisters at the time, even if one was divorced when you married the first one, was married and then subsequently divorced when you married the first one. So Gemara makes the point. And so my time, the Baha'i Shai said the Kamerlei have a nesiv in the Gavre, that at the moment when he appointed the Shliach, she was off the table. So you don't have to worry about that situation later on. Kimashri Shliach, Mosad the Kaima Kamei. A very important principle in Shlichus, which is a little bit beyond their scope for now, but just when you told your Shliach, go and be a Mekadesh me, a woman, you don't have to worry that he was a Mekadesh, a woman who was off the table at that time. So as long as the sister was off the table at the time, we're not so worried about it, even if Achar Miken Nisgarsha. So it's not Arini Nazir. So now we're going to plug this back to their case. V'alai Ligaleach Nazir. So I'm a Nazir and I'm going to bring the Korbanos of a second Nazir. V'shol b'chavir v'amar v'ani v'alai Ligaleach Nazir. Imayu Pikhin, if they're smart and they want to save a little bit of cash, Megalchin Zezah, they should hang around each other the next 30 days and they can bring each other's Korbanos. V'alai Megalchin Zim Achir. Bishlam Abasra. Now here's our question. When it comes to the second guy who said, "V'ani v'alai legaleach nazir acharina ika kadma kameh," right? So he was obviously referring to this guy that he's going to pick up the other guy's korbanos who became a nazir in front of him. Kadma mika basra kameh. We just spoke about that in the world of shlichos by kiddushin. That what is, and what has not yet happened has not yet happened. So when you established him as a shaliach, if they have a woman who was currently an eishes ish, she was considered to be off the table because, you know, at that time she was married, even if she subsequently got divorced. So we're saying, get a plug in that present day orientation to our situation of Naziris. And very, very clear. So when the first guy said, "I'm a Nazir and I'm going to pick up another Nazir's Korbanos," he couldn't have possibly been referring to guy number two because guy number two wasn't a Nazir yet. He wasn't on the table. He wasn't in the picture. So how in the world can we say, oh, if they're smart, they'll bring each other's Korbanos? It's evident that the first guy could have never met the second guy in terms of picking up his korbanos. Top line, so basically what he's saying is, if I find or identify that somebody will become a nazir, so I'll pick up his korbanos. So you say, okay, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Right? Maybe the shliach will say to himself, right, I was appointed a shliach on February 4th or whatever it is, but you know, if I go and travel to the great state of Indiana, wherever else I'm going to travel to be you know, accomplish the shlichus, whoever's on the table when I get there is on the table. So we say, so here we have a very important point. Last point to see for the day is that there's a difference between the case of Nazir and Shlichus. When it comes to a Nazir, I always have greater agency over myself than when I'm operating as a Shliach. Meaning, if I say, "Ken," right, then I'm going to be a Nazir now. I'm going to pick up somebody else's Korbanos of Naziris. So I have a lot of flexibility with that statement. What I can mean is that if I encounter somebody who becomes a Nazir tomorrow, the next day, the next week, I could pick up his korbanos, right? I'm giving myself that flexibility. But in an agency, in a shlichos situation, right, because of the tight bond, shlichos adam kimoso, between the mishaleach and the shliach is really tied in to the realities that were established at the point of establishing the agency. And if a woman was off the table at that time, so we assume that that woman is off the table for purposes of this agency. Now, if he would get a new shlichos, that's something else. You could reevaluate it. But this is a very, very important insight into the world of shlichus. Milsa David Ali Hashta Shavi Shliach. Milsa David Ali Hashta Lo Shavi Shliach. So a couple of points just to review. So we talked about a situation where we were willing to almost completely abrogate the natural meaning. Woman said, Hareini Nazira, but because she was drunk and we knew she didn't want to be taken advantage of, and what she was really saying is, don't give me any more wine now, we're willing to say that it was a harei like a korban kind of a situation. Yet another reason to emphasize in the chadaber shemaybi la la adam ella hayayin. Person who said, "Look, I'm going to take a vow of nazirus, but I know that the chamim are going to let me off the hook because they know I'm an addict or they know that I'm a grave digger. So the chachamim will be matir in that situation." Rabbi Shimon will be osir. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have so much sympathy in that situation, but we'll say that might be considered to be begether nidrei onsin, as the Gemara letter comes back to say. Rabbi Shimon, again, in general, is much less sensitive. He says it's a package deal, right? You're either fully in on Naziris or you're fully out on Naziris. And then we talked about the situation of V'ani. V'ani al palga dibure, al kule dibure. What is V'ani a reference to? Very important question in general. And we said that V'ani just refers to the first part of that person's statement, and the raya is because he then has to come back and say, V'alai legalayach, that he's picking up the korbanos of somebody else's nizirus. And we pointed out that in that situation, you're giving yourself a pretty high degree of flexibility, right? Because what you're saying is that, you know, I have the right, even if somebody's not a nazir now, to pick up his korbanos as long as he becomes a nazir at some point, you know, by the time I encounter him. And that's different than the world of shlichus. Let me hold up my remarks there and turn things over to Aaron.